Buenos días. Good morning. Selamat pagi. Chasang hao. Kerley vanakkam. A very warm welcome to episode número 3 of Sporticus Podcast. Take a moment to enjoy the heat of the sun, the smell of the ocean flowing with the rhythm and the sounding of the breaking waves. That's right, in today's podcast, we'll be talking about the daring water sport, surfing. And we're delighted to announce interviewing a special guest tonight. Got you there? The guest will be announced shortly. But first, let's talk about surf. Whenever someone mentions about surfing, the first image that comes up in my mind is Hawaii. I bet it happens with you too. Hot sun, bronze muscular bodies, white glittering sand, and high waves involving a lot of fun. In fact, the art of riding waves on a board is said to date back to ancient Polynesians living in Hawaii and Tahiti. Surfing was popularized by Duke Kahanamoku from Hawaii. We all have different perspectives about surfing, a sport with multiple interpretations. For some, it's a religion, a lifestyle, and a spiritual connection with the nature. For others, it's a recreational activity. And for many, it's a physical activity. But for the selected ones, it's a passion, an unconditional love, and a moment of pride when they represent their own nation with honor while competing. Tonight, our special guest is none other than the courageous, dashing, and hardworking athlete of Singapore's nation. One of the elite members of the Singapore National Surf Team, Arthur Kaur. Arthur, for the man who as a teenager had to work at a food supply chain to save money to buy a second-hand surfboard, taking part in the SEA Games was like a dream come true for him. Let's see what he's got to tell us. Good morning, Arthur. How have you been? Hope you and your family have been staying safe and keeping healthy.
Hi. Good morning. Hope you are good too. Yeah, I'm doing great now. So everything is under control. All good?
Very good. First of all, Sporticus is very grateful to you by taking out time for being part of this show. Thank you. Thank you for being part of the show today.
No worries, man. I'm happy to help out, and thanks for the interview.
Great. Make some noise for Singapore National Surfer in the house, people. A lovely moment in your life, Arthur. A dream come true, I must say.
Thank you.
How have you been keeping fit and active recently?
I've been working out maybe twice a week, so 5 to 6 times a day, and just to keep my body active and functioning, and so I will be ready for my next training if I have a chance to go out there and surf again.
Yes, yeah. Hopefully in 2 weeks' time. Let's see, by end of June, we enter phase 2.
Yeah, hopefully it won't drag for too long. Yeah, I can't wait to surf.
Great, I can imagine. Is it true, Arthur, that most of your training also belongs to swimming and paddling to work on your arm power?
Because we paddle a lot, and so that's why we need to go for a lot of swimming, and then not only that, but we can do some pull-up as well, yeah.
Okay, to strengthen your strength.
Yeah, the legs, yes.
Okay, nice. Okay, before we talk about the SEA Games, I've arranged a quick rapid fire round just to warm up, okay, just with simple sweet and nice questions. Question number one. Describe, what is surfing in one word for you?
Paradise.
Great, paradise. Surfing is a paradise. Yes. Nice. Second question. When surfing, you are in the sun and sea all day. How do you keep your skin and hair healthy?
Basically, for the skin-wise, I would normally wear a rash guard, a long sleeve one. So you'll protect me from the sun. And then I will put a lot of sunblock or zinc on my face. Yep, to prevent any burn and all. But
oh, wow.
My hair, I just go for normal shampoo and conditioning. That's all. Yep.
Very nice. All right. Yep. Third question, Arthur. Closest surfing point in Singapore?
The closest surfing point you can go is actually in Malaysia, which is at Desaru. So you can just take a ferry, probably 30 minutes ride, and then car ride to the beach, and then you can start surfing.
Oh, wow. Yep. Wonderful. That's nice. That's very close then. And
yeah, that's very close. Yep.
At what age you decide to pick up a board and just dive into the ocean?
Actually, at the age of 14, I start to surf because I met this guy and he taught me how to surf. So he brought me to Bali. So that's my first surfing place that I went to for 2 weeks. Once I start, I just got hooked and it's done.
Nice, nice, nice. And the last question. Best surfing spots in Asia?
Best surfing spot in Asia, I still think is Bali. Because firstly, it's off-season. And secondly, they have world-class wave over there. And a lot of Brazilian and a lot of European, American, Australian, they always go there to surf too. Because the wave is really good, pumping.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for the recommendation. Great, great, great.
Yeah.
Going back to the SEA Games of 2019, due to the lack of venue to catch up on waves in Singapore, did you consider yourself being at a disadvantage during the SEA Games?
Yes and no answer. Because we lack of venue, of course, we can't surf, we can't train in Singapore, but, you know, but all we have to do is we out there to represent and to do our best. And of course, I have to give my all. I don't let them win me easily. I have to fight the war before, you know, they can win me. So actually, I have my personal best score over there, and I'm happy with my performance end of the day.
Very well said. Yes, we are also very happy. Full of Singapore is very happy that you have performed and led us well in the surfing tournament.
Thank you.
Second question, Arthur. The surfing competition in Lan Yunian was held from the 2nd to the 8th of December. What was the whole experience like for you?
I feel, because everything is new, and to me, because this is my first time I represent Singapore, and of course, I always feel stoked. I'm like out of words because it's like overwhelming.
That is correct, Arthur. Overwhelming is a very good word to say over here. It's a first-time accomplishment. I believe not only you and your team, but I would say Full of Singapore was very proud that there was such a team fighting for us in these kind of tournaments. So, the last question. It's been a very unpredictable year so far. Have any of your surfing plans been compromised yet?
Yeah, because actually, I hope everything will be over for this virus. So I'm planning for my next trip, maybe as soon as possible, once everything is over. So that's my plan for now. But yeah.
Yes, hopefully everything goes back to normal and we should all carry on with our plans.
Yeah.
Great.
Hopefully, yes.
Thanks for sharing us your insights today on Sporticus. Once again, congratulations on your achievements. On behalf of Sporticus and myself, we wish you all the best and we will be supporting you in your upcoming events.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I hope to talk to you soon again.
Yes, hopefully. Cheers. Once we enter phase 2, I hope to meet you face to face.
Thank you.
Did you know surfing was one of the 5 new additional sports proposed by the Tokyo 2020 organizing committee to bring more youthful and vibrant events and culture into the Olympic program? In fact, Kahanamoku is considered the father of modern surfing and planted the seed for the surfing's Olympic inclusion by expressing his dream to see it become an Olympic sport while accepting his first medal on the podium at the 1912 Games. A big shout out to Surf Association Singapore, also known as SAS, on their social media platforms, which helps Singapore surfers to overcome Singapore's biggest handicap, which is the lack of giant waves on the local beaches that are integral to surfing. The SAS had arranged for the team to travel all the way to Indonesia in September to train for the 2019 SEA Games under professional surfer Dede Suryana, who won the Asian Surfing Championship in 2016. He hopes that the team will be able to make a lasting impression at the Games and inspire more Singaporeans to take up surfing. And that's a wrap, mis amigos. Gracias for tuning in today. For further queries about surfing, reach out to Surf Association Singapore on Facebook or drop us an email at sporticussg@gmail.com and we shall do our best to answer you. Please do remember to like and share us on Instagram, sporticussg. And in the meanwhile, stay safe and keep healthy. Mwah!